Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The ANC says it's deeply concerned about distress calls from 17 South Africans trapped in Ukraine's war-torn region of Donbas. The men, aged between 20 and 39 years old, were apparently lured into joining mercenary forces involved in the Russia-Ukraine war. Government says it was under the pretext of lucrative job contracts. 16 of the men are from KZN. ANC spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu has warned South Africans against participating in foreign armed forces without authorization.
It is illegal for South African citizens to participate in foreign armed forces or render military assistance to foreign governments without authorization. Such actions not only place individuals at grave personal risk, but also undermine the sovereignty of our nation and South Africa's principled stance of non-alignment in global conflicts.
Moving to Gauteng, an investigation is underway after four people were killed in a shootout with police in Bronkhorstspruit. The intelligence-driven operation took place last night when the suspects were intercepted on the R25. The group's linked to a series of cash and transit robberies and other violent crimes. Here's provincial police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
The fifth suspect was arrested as police recovered three firearms that includes two rifles and magazines loaded with ammunition. A Mercedes-Benz that was reportedly hijacked in Enkangala in Tswane was also recovered. Police are investigating a case of attempted murder and possession of unlicensed firearms, amongst other crimes.
And the International Relations Department says its stance on the so-called white genocide in South Africa remains unchanged. President Donald Trump yesterday announced that U.S. officials won't be attending the G20 summit in Johannesburg later this month. He's revived claims of Afrikaners being racially persecuted and called South Africa's hosting of the meeting a disgrace. International Relations spokesperson Crispin Peary maintains that Trump's claims aren't substantiated.
The South African government wishes to state for the record that the characterization of Afrikaners as an exclusive white group is ahistorical. Furthermore, the claim that this community faces persecution is not substantiated by fact. Our position on this matter remains consistent with previous statements.
And finally, in the Western Cape, the city of Cape Town has appointed its first chief heat officer. It's as the city faces rising temperatures and more frequent extreme hot weather. The city's resilience and climate change manager, Albert Ferreira, says he'll lead awareness campaigns and guide heat-related interventions.
Although extreme heat impacts us all, most vulnerable residents are at highest risk of heat-related illnesses. Our focus is thus on our elderly, children, informal settlement residents, outdoor workers, and even pets.
Your top story this hour. The ANC says it's deeply concerned about distress calls from 17 South Africans trapped in Ukraine's war-torn region of Donbas. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.